This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that BRICS nations are emerging as important centres of global innovation and solutions. Addressing the leaders' session of BRICS Business Forum at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said, today, BRICS nations represent 50% of the world's population, 40% of its GDP and over 25% of the global trade.
आज ब्रिक्स के देश विश्व की 50% पॉपुलेशन 40% जीडीपी और 25% से अधिक ट्रेड को रिप्रेजेंट करते हैं। इतना ही नहीं, इन वर्षों में जहां ग्लोबल जीडीपी करीब 2.5 गुना हुई है, वहीं ब्रिक्स देशों की कंबाइंड जीडीपी करीब 4.5 गुना हुई है। यानी ब्रिक्स की इकोनॉमिक स्ट्रेंथ दुनिया की तुलना में करीब 2 गुनी रफ्तार से बढ़ी है। ब्रिक्स देश ग्लोबल इनोवेशन और सॉल्यूशंस के लिए महत्वपूर्ण सेंटर्स भी बन रहे हैं।
The Prime Minister said amid global uncertainties, India today offers a source of confidence for growth and stability. He called for Make in India, Innovate with India and Scale for the World. In his address, Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal said that during India's chairship, BRICS has been driven by a clear purpose to achieve more balanced trade amongst member nations and to explore expansion of trade and services across the bloc.
During India's chairship, we have been driven by a clear purpose to achieve more balanced trade among our countries and to explore the expansion of trade in services across the BRIC family. Under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India remains committed to ensuring that this cooperation reaches those who form the backbone of our economy. It must benefit our farmers, empower our women in business, and provide greater opportunities for wealth and prosperity to our young entrepreneurs and MSMEs.
Heads of state of BRICS member countries, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian, and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, addressed the nation. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin held bilateral talks in New Delhi. The two leaders also shared perspectives on key regional and global issues of mutual interest, including the conflicts in West Asia and the Black Sea region. Prime Minister Modi reiterated that dialogue and diplomacy is the way forward in resolving conflicts, and India stands ready to assist in peace efforts. President Putin invited Prime Minister Modi to visit Russia for the 24th India-Russia Annual Summit. The Prime Minister accepted the invitation. Mr. Modi gifted Mr. Putin a Russian translation of the Thirukkural, the ancient Tamil classic by poet-philosopher Thiruvalluar, during their meeting. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian, President of Egypt Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and Vice President of Nigeria Kashim Shettima have arrived in New Delhi for the 18th BRICS Summit. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India and Iran share civilizational ties marked by robust cultural and people-to-people bonds. Mr. Jaiswal also said that India and Nigeria share close and long-standing ties underpinned by strong people-to-people connections. The stage is all set for the 18th BRICS Summit to be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. During the summit, Prime Minister Modi will play host to world leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Chinese President Xi Jinping, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, Iran President Masoud Pezeshkian, and Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The summit will get underway tomorrow with a closed session for BRICS member countries on inclusive global governance and strengthening multilateralism. Leaders of BRICS member countries will witness the Bharat Innovates exhibition at Bharat Mandapam. They will also undertake a joint tree plantation, which will be followed by a gala dinner hosted by Prime Minister Modi. Traffic restrictions, diversions and regulated movement will be enforced on several key roads in the national capital tomorrow in view of the BRICS summit. The restrictions will remain in force from 8:15 p.m. to 11 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.